And if you're watching the RT News channel this morning, you won't be seeing our lovely faces. No, you'll be seeing the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. She began giving her State of the Union speech to the European Parliament in Strasbourg at around 8 o'clock our time. And she's still going. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is watching it all and he joins us now. So, Tony, what's she been saying?
Well, this is her last speech of her mandate, and she drew attention to the fact that European voters go to the polls in 300 days' time. She talked about first-time voters, young people, people who were born, for example, in 2008 will be able to vote for the first time, and their concerns being climate change, the war in Ukraine, housing, AI, all of these issues. Now, she's been spelling out the challenges and achievements, as she would see it, of her mandate so far and what Europe has done against the backdrop of an extremely turbulent period with COVID, with the war in Ukraine. And here is a flavour of what she has been saying in terms of what she believes are the achievements of the EU in the past couple of years.
We've seen the birth of a geopolitical union supporting Ukraine, standing up to Russia's aggression, responding to an assertive China, investing in partnerships. We now have a European Green Deal as a centerpiece of our economy and unmatched in ambition. We have set the path for digital transition to become global pioneers in online rights.
Well, she mentioned there the idea of a geopolitical union, which she set out at the beginning of her mandate back in 2019. Now, what that means is that she believed then that Europe had to take a more assertive position in the world against big powers and to assert European interests. Now, that obviously was escalated because of the pandemic and then the war in Ukraine. And I suppose you could say that, going back to Henry Kissinger's adage, who do you speak to when you want to pick up the phone to Europe? Well, Ursula von der Leyen has arguably earned that particular title. She's had a much closer relationship with Joe Biden in the United States. And she is trying to manage this relationship with China as well. Europe does huge amounts of trade with China, but they're talking about de-risking, in other words, not being dependent on China for critical materials and goods, especially around the pandemic, but also protecting European industries, in particular the electric vehicle industry, which she says is now under pressure from heavily subsidized Chinese companies. This is what she had to say.
But global markets are now flooded with cheaper Chinese electric cars, and their price is kept artificially low by huge state subsidies. This is distorting our market. So I can announce today that the Commission is launching an anti-subsidy investigation into electric vehicles coming from China. Europe is open to competition, but not for a race to the bottom.
Ursula von der Leyen, in her State of the Union address, she gave a special mention to farmers in relation to the nature restoration law, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, I think, a key issue in the run-up to the elections next year. There is a fracture now, I think, politically in Europe between the centre-right, the centre-left, the Greens over the green transition, the Europe's Green Deal, how to meet net zero targets. And we've seen something of a rearguard action from farming groups, especially in the Netherlands, but also elsewhere. And I think she's acknowledged that it's difficult for farmers, and we've had the war in Ukraine, we've had climate change bringing droughts, forest fires, flooding, and farmers are having to deal with a lot of new obligations which are very onerous on their work and incomes. Now, she said that we really have to bear that in mind, and there has to be a lot more dialogue and less polarisation, and I think that is going to be a key element of the debate in the coming months as we head up to the European elections next year.
And just briefly, Tony, her five-year term ends next year. She has been linked in some quarters to the NATO Secretary General job, but that comes up in October next month. Is she expected to say anything about her future plans?
No, not today. The question of whether she runs is going to be a huge one. That will be decided formally by the European People's Party, the centre-right group in Europe, at their summit in Bucharest next year. But obviously, if she wants to run again, people say she would have a very good chance of getting the job. But it's whether she wants to or not. And as you mentioned, there is this question of the NATO job. But my understanding is that her preference would be a second term. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Tony, thank you very much. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. It's a minute to nine.